there was a referendum in 1996 in which 80% of citizens who took part in the vote on that issue, do you support the repealing of the death penalty in Belarus? 80% answered against. The constitutional norm, which permits the use of the death penalty, at the same time contains instructions about it being exclusive and temporary. In the criminal code, the death penalty is an exceptional punishment and is also temporary. And so, if we take the criminal code of 1960 and compare it to today's, then there has been a twofold reduction in the scope for applying the death penalty. According to our legislation, the death penalty is only allowed for the commission of especially serious crimes, which involved denying another person's right to life under aggravated circumstances, crimes relating to terrorism, in launching a war, etc. I'd like to repeat that this measure is a temporary one for the moment, and the criminal code states that the death penalty cannot be handed down to a person under the age of 18, to women, and men over the age of 60. Pardons may sometimes be handed down in the case of such sentences. And turning to your second question, if the person convicted to the death penalty has signs of a psychological disorder, accordingly, there is a protocol, a report sent to the court, and then the court can suspend the death sentence and sentence the individual to different measures. I would like to note that in Belarus, the death penalty is exceptional and is only possible under joint examination of that case, and the person can only be found guilty by unanimous decision of all the judges. On the second question, if the person recovers from their psychological disorder, then the death penalty is not restored, but another measure is instead handed down, a different punishment. Thank you. Just a small addition regarding persons with disabilities and the death penalty in